Okay, everyone. Guten Erev Shabbos Haggadah, friends. And everybody's asking me, Shabbos Haggadah, Shabbos Haggadah, why is it called Shabbos Haggadah, the great Shabbos? What's so great about it? Well, between me and you, there are a lot of reasons why it's called Shabbos Haggadah. I am going to give you 10 reasons now why
Wow.
it's called Shabbos Haggadah. Okay? Now, what's amazing is I'm going to tell you first an 11th reason. You know, Yom Kippur is called Soima Rabbah, the great fast. What's so great about it? Because, you know, when you're not eating, it feels like the day is never going to be over. The day is never going to be over. So, too, when the rabbi gets up to speak and he has that big notebook and, you know, he speaks for a half hour and he says that was just the introduction. He's saying, oh, Ribbono d'Alma Kula, it was half hour and that was just the introduction. This day is never going to end. This day is going to be endless. So that's why it's called, Rashi says, that's why it's called Shabbos Haggadah. All kids in Eretz Yisrael have to wave now. Oh, okay? Very good. But that's why it's called Shabbos Haggadah, because it seems like the day is never going to end. The rabbi is never going to be finished. In fact, there's a famous Kabbalistic Dvar Torah. You ready? Why is it? It's actually a Kabbalistic joke. Okay, I'll let the cat out of the hat. Why is it that we end off every drasha? We should be zoicha to the Geula Shleima. We should be zoicha for Mashiach to come. You know why? Because if even this drasha could come to an end, for sure the Gullus could come to an end. It's a Kal v'chomer. If even this long drasha could come to an end, for sure Mashiach could come. Anyway, I want to share with you 10 amazing reasons. Naftali, is that a good joke? Naftali is nodding his head in seriousness that this was a good joke. Okay. 10 reasons why this is called Shabbos Haggadah. Number one, the Bina Le'itim, Rabbi Azariah Figo. Any day that you learn Torah is called a Yom Gadol, because the pasuk says, Ki bi yirbu yamecha. In me, your days will become great. Through Limud Torah, yigdalu yamecha. The days become great. And since on this Shabbos, the Manhige Yisrael are Doiresh b'fnei Klal Yisrael, and they teach Hilchos Pesach, and everybody's Oisik Vilchus Pesach, therefore our days become great. It's called Shabbos Haggadah. Through learning Torah, our lifetime expands. It's Shabbos Haggadah. It makes our life great. Okay, next. Number two, this is unbelievable. You see, Klal Yisrael already kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim from the time of Avraham Avinu. However, because they were forced to work, they had to work all the way up to Shabbos. And they had to start working as soon as Shabbos was over. However, now that Hashem was taking us out of Mitzrayim, our Shabbos became such that we were able to be Moisif al-Hachoyel, al-HaKodesh. We were able to start Shabbos earlier. We were able to take Shabbos out later. And in fact, that Shabbos, it became Shabbos Haggadah. It became a very long Shabbos, a longer Shabbos than usual. Now, over the years, we've said over many times the following reason why it's called Shabbos Haggadah. This reason, most, many, many Mefarshim say it's a valid and true reason. Namely, what does the Torah call Pesach? The Torah calls Pesach Shabbos. It says, Usfartem lachem mimachras haShabbos. You will count from the day after Shabbos. Pesach is called Shabbos. Well, if Pesach is called Shabbos, then what is Shabbos called? That's why if Monday night is called Shabbos, then this Saturday is called Shabbos HaGadol, in order to demonstrate that Pesach is also called Shabbos, because the Tzedokim say you start counting Sfira on Sunday, Mimachras HaShabbos. But we say no, Shabbos is Pesach. And in order to authenticate, in order to establish that Pesach is called Shabbos, Pesach is Shabbos. And this Shabbos is Shabbos Haggadah. You know who says that? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the Bnei Yisachar, the Maharsham. And there's another source I don't remember right now. Okay. Next, the Kliyakar and the Sefer Oilos Ephraim. The first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was commanded in was Korban Pesach. Now, before Korban Pesach, Klal Yisrael still observed the Torah, but they were not commanded. But comes Shabbos, they're mitzuvah ve'oiseh. Gadol ha-mitzuvah ve'oiseh. Greater is someone who is commanded to do a mitzvah than someone who is not commanded to do a mitzvah. Therefore, it's called Shabbos Hagadol. Next, Chasam Sofer, Oyam v'Noira. Every Matzah Shabbos we say Vihi Noyam, unless Yom Tov would come out during the week. Why, if Yom Tov comes out during the week, do we not say Vihi Noyam? So most people say, well, we only say Vihi Noyam when there's 6 working days. But the lumdus of it is as follows. If Yom Tov comes out during the week, Shabbos extends until the Yom Tov. The year we left Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday. That Shabbos was a very long Shabbos. It extended from Saturday all the way until Thursday. It was a very long day, says the Chasam Sofer. That's why it's called Shabbos Hagadol. Number 6, the Chidushei Harim in Sefer HaZechus. The Gemara in Brachos darshins on Daf Nun Ches, Lecha Hashem HaGedula. This refers to the creation of the world. When a person has clarity that God created the world, that is Lecha Hashem HaGedula. We recognize the greatness of Hashem, says the Chidushei Harim. Through the miracles of Mitzrayim, it became clear to the whole world that someone runs the show, and whoever runs the show must have created the world. On this Shabbos, the fundamental principle that God created the world became clear. The creation of the world is called Lecha Hashem HaGedula. Therefore, this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. The next comes from the Chidushei Harim in the Sefer Chidushei Harim. The Rambam tells us that it was the ambition and the dream of Avram Avinu to establish a nation who would serve Hashem, that his descendants, his progeny, would develop into a nation of Ovdei Hashem. Finally, on this Shabbos, when the Klal Yisrael were commanded to take the seh to prepare it for the Korban Pesach, the dream of Avraham Avinu became a reality. Avraham Avinu was called Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim, the great man. Therefore, this Shabbos shows the greatness of, it pays homage to Avraham Avinu, and it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Next, Tzfas Emes. I love this one. Tzfas Emes. The Tzfas Emes says, what are we supposed to commemorate on Shabbos? Two things. Shabbos is Zecher L'Yitzias, excuse me, Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, to commemorate God created the world, and it's Zecher L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. It commemorates that God took us out of Egypt. Until this Shabbos, every Shabbos before was only commemorating one thing. It was Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Comes this Shabbos, now we have two dimensions. We have to remember, we have to commemorate creation, and we have to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos just expanded, it grew. It's not only to commemorate the creation of the world, now it's also Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's number 8. Number 9. Number 9 is original. You ready? I hope you can handle it. It appears in the humble Sefer Magid Rakia. There's a stira between the Gemara and the Kabbalah. The Gemara says Avram Avinu passed away in Nisan. The Kabbalah teaches us Tikaver b'seva toiva, Rashi Teves, Teves. Avram Avinu passed away in Teves. The Gemara says Nisan. The Kabbalah says Teves. Comes the Ben Yehoyada, and he says, Kabbalistically, there are days in Nisan that correspond to each month of the year. The Shaar Yisachar says, the first day of Nisan corresponds to Nisan. The second day of Nisan is Iyar. The third day is Sivan. The fourth is Tammuz. The fifth is Av. The sixth is Elul. The seventh is Tishrei. The eighth is Cheshvan. The ninth is Kislev. The 10th is Teves. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Avraham Avinu passed away in Nisan on the day that corresponds to Teves. That's how you reconcile the Gemara with the Kabbalah. So let's make a simple calculation. That means Avraham Avinu must have passed away on the 10th day of Nisan, because the 10th day of Nisan corresponds to the 10th month Teves. So that means the 10th day of Nisan, which was Shabbos HaGadol, is the yahrzeit of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is called Ha'adam HaGadol Ba'anakim. So it comes out, you know why it's called Shabbos HaGadol? It's the yahrzeit of Avraham Avinu. Finally, friends, Rav Shimon Schwab. You know why it's called Shabbos HaGadol? Because of everything we do in this world, the most important things that we do is when we prepare. We prepare. Preparation. Preparation is very important. You know what the Gemara calls preparation? Gadol halimud shemevi lidei maaseh. Great is learning because it brings to action. When something prepares for something else, it's very great. It's great. Preparation is great. Gadol halimud shemevi lidei maaseh. This Shabbos, we prepare for Pesach. Therefore, it's Shabbos HaGadol. So you'll ask, what's so great about preparation? Says Reb Schwab, because this whole world, what is it? Ha'olam hazeh doimeh haba. This world is a corridor, is a preparation before the world to come. The whole reality of our existence is preparation for the world to come. That's what's so great about preparation. Therefore, the Shabbos that we prepare for Pesach is Shabbos HaGadol. And of course, friends, the most well-known reason, I believe it's brought down in Matei Moshe, is because this week's Haftarah we're going to read, Hinei Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Eis Eliyah Hanavi Lifnei VaYom Hashem HaGadol VeHanoira. Before the great and awesome day, Hashem will send Eliyahu Hanavi. We should taka bizoicha to greet Eliyahu Hanavi so that it could be Niskayim, Betesva, Venisa, Nigalu, Ubetesva, Venisa, Asidon Ligoel. Friends, don't go anywhere.